You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we have the wonderful Finn Johansson in with us today. He's got a gig tonight at Pearl Diver and is just off some recording at Sublime Studios. So it's good to see you. How's it going, Finn?
Very good. Very sleep deprived. Just keeping the sanity by a thread. Yeah, I feel like this was maybe the biggest, the most condensed recording session that I've ever done. We laid down, well, me, I laid down 12 tracks in 2 days.
Oh, wow. That's so speedy.
Yeah, we did a 2 hour per song rule.
Yeah.
So I was like, it was beautiful. It was down at up at Sublime Studios.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It was cool. I brought down Lucas Pickle Darling.
Oh, cool.
And their partner to bring the vibes.
Mm.
And yeah, kind of had like songs from, I don't know, 8 years ago that I wanted to be kind to my past self who always thought those songs would come out but never did it.
Yeah.
And just tracked a whole bunch. It's called Exorcism 1.
Oh, I love that.
The record. Yeah. So it did feel like that. It felt like, yeah, putting together some old things and doing justice to them. So I kind of knew how everything went, so I could be like, all right, now I'm going to lay this down on the drums for the next 5 seconds. Like, if I didn't have a part for it, I would have to come up with it on the spot, playing the stuff. But it was kind of funny from, like, say, Lucas's point of view, because they hadn't heard the songs, and I would lay down, like, the weirdest thing first.
Yeah.
And so they would be like, I have no idea where this is going.
Please tell me where this is going.
Yeah. Or, like, I don't even know what advice to give the song, because all I have right now is this Hammond part that's, like, the psychoest thing ever.
Amazing.
But, yeah, if I wanted to plug one more thing about that recording session, it would be that Sublime Studios famously, or it should be famously, doesn't have a bedtime. So usually you'd pay X amount, you'd go into a studio, you'd have your engineer and stuff, and it'd be 9 to 5.
Yeah.
But this was 9 to 5.
If you know what it means.
Yes, I did two 20-hour sessions.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of, and it's exactly how I think a lot of musicians work. Adam Hadaway, for example, like famously quoted to me. Once again, not famously. I keep saying famously, and these are things that only I know. But it feels famous, you know?
Famous to you. I love that.
Yeah. He was like, this is my Adam Hadaway impression. He's like, it's the only way
you could do it, mate.
Perfect.
It's the only way.
not a very informative quote, but versatile.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use that anywhere.
You can put that after anything.
We need that clipped. That's perfect. All right, should we jump into some tunes soon?
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
I'll chuck you one called You Look Down At Me. I think I'm going to do some of them a bit shorter just because, you know, we don't have all the time in the world fitted in.
Awesome.
But yeah,
sounds good.
I'll probably play this one at Pearl Diver tonight.
Perfect.
I look up and you're right there above me. You look down at me and I'm floating. Why would it be meant to be? Why would you be bent to me? Your voice and the sound of the piss in the bowl. Something's got me feeling emotional echo. I ask my heart what I should do. It won't stop talking about you. Cause if you would go to sleep singing a song, but the words are wrong. I'm scared to sing something new. Yeah, I don't want it to be cause of you. Ooh. keep singing a song, but the words are wrong. I'm scared to sing something new. Yeah, I don't want it to be 'cause of you. 'Cause of you.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Finn.
Oh, thank you.
I had a little question for you, how interviews go. I want to talk to you a bit about your creative process. So what usually sparks a song up for you? Is it a random idea in your day or?
Yeah, a lot of phone notes.
Nice,
a lot of, excuse me, I hate to pause the conversation, but I just need to write down this lyric.
Amazing.
I think if anybody's wondering about augmenting their own process, I'd say writing everything down would be the main thing. And then, I guess just cludging things together from there. I'm not afraid to, like, put, I think a good way to get a sort of maybe, like, a surreal sense to things is to put, like, two meaningful things alongside each other. Or, like, maybe not even surreal. Like, it's interesting to see how disparate things can talk to each other in a song, I reckon. Because the common denominator, if you're a single songwriter, is yourself.
Yeah.
So it's never going to be too incongruous.
Mm.
And then, like, probably just add instruments from there, but or start writing on a piano or guitar.
Yeah. Just layering depth as you go, I guess.
Yeah.
Piece by piece. I love that.
Yeah, still trying to figure out, I reckon, having all of the pieces of the puzzle together so you can track an album is really good. I think the next is, like, levelling up the mixing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your track listing kind of come first? Do you know where things are going to be going as you're making them, or...?
You know, it's funny because this latest session that we did, that was completely, it was very brave of me, actually. Very brave. But I kind of had next to no idea what was going to happen, which isn't usual. So I guess the process is in flux, shall we say.
Happens as you go, yeah.
Yeah, might be different next time.
I love that, though. Keep you on your toes.
Definitely.
All right, well, what have we got from you next? What's your next track?
I'm going to sing a song called Maybe.
Amazing. Take it away.
Nobody really knows what they're supposed to do. You thought the best thing to do is hanging around with me. And I always told me, oh, it's okay to be lonely. It's okay to be lonely. But for once, you got to go slow. 16 hooves lifting me across the plains. To take care of me, you gotta go slow. Nobody really knows what they're supposed to do. You thought the best thing to do, ha! Hanging around with me. And I always told me, it's okay to be lonely. It's okay to be lonely. But for once I'm not. The place to take care of me, you gotta go slow.
Incredible.
Thank you.
So, as an artist, you've worked with a lot of different other artists, collaborations they call it. What do you think sparks a collaboration for you?
Getting over oneself, getting over myself. Yeah, collaboration is definitely something that I always thought, you know, like had a deep down feeling that I wanted to be a little less precious, a little bit more collaborative. And it's just putting yourself out there and doing it. BNET stations love each other, right?
Yeah.
So I'm doing a show right now up on BFM with Karen Hay, where she provides a prompt, and then every 2 weeks I collaborate with a different artist. We write a song in 4 hours on that prompt.
Yeah.
And make a demo. It's called Demo Gods. So that was kind of a way of injecting in collaboration into the life.
Absolutely.
It's so much better than, well, no, I don't think there's any one right way to do it. Because if you're a painter, you're not worried about being, not collaborating, for example.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I guess it's, less opportunity for collaboration, I would say, in that realm. But it can be very vulnerable and raw, I'm sure, like putting all your ideas out there in front of other people. And
Especially if the pleasure you get from writing songs is like the vulnerability.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. But one thing I've noticed, maybe this is the interesting thing I can tell you about collaborating recently, is that you have a conversation because you're like, how's it going when you're collaborating with the person? And then like whatever's on top for them can kind of influence the song. It's almost like write a song about the conversation you just had. Yeah, I did that with Naya, which was the person who I collaborated with, lovely songwriter.
Mm.
They were on doing a world tour, and it was just like horrible for their health and body. And, like, we wrote a song about that after talking about it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so beautiful, though. Just kind of sparking moments and bouncing off each other a bit.
Yeah, and it's cathartic.
Yeah, well and truly.
Hmm.
What have you got for us next?
I'm aware of the time, so should we just do one song instead of two? Yeah. Well, you can decide. Do you want to hear I Know Exactly How Big My Heart Is or Six Pack?
Give me Six Pack.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Good choice. You actually made the right choice.
Amazing. Take it away.
Three half days a week I keep it together, wondering if I've been tired forever, waiting for the moment whatever I'm doing is over. Feeling a little bit bad. You fix all that dumb shit with a six pack. And what happens when I wipe my ass 16 times and there's still shit on it? 3 p.m. snoozing it up. Cigarette, wine, gore in the beer pong cup. Headphones on, speakers heaving. No more clenching my toes. No more checking to see that my heart's still beating. Yeah, 3 half days a week I keep it together, wondering if I've been tired forever, waiting for the moment that whatever I'm doing is over. Feeling a little bit bad. You fix all that dumb shit with a six pack. And I gotta be me. I saw much and it wasn't what I thought I was. Yeah, I can run away from me, but I wonder how much is too much. Headphones on, speakers heaving. No more clenching my toes. No more checking to see that my heart's still beating. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.
No worries.
And so you go.
You're probably going to plug the gig.
I'm about to plug the gig. Yes, I was just about to ask.
I was just I was just being too business minded. Sorry.
Yeah, no, right well, into it.
Go right ahead with what you were saying.
I was just going to ask you, what can we expect from tonight's gig at Pearl Diver?
We can expect Kiara Wallace and Bunchy's Big Score, two amazing acts. Kiara I met doing Exploding Rainbow Orchestra in Wellington.
Oh, cool.
And they are an inspiration. And
absolutely.
Yeah, Bunchy's is awesome too. So I think we can expect that. It's a. I'm only doing themed gigs from now on. So this one's called Emote Time.
Nice.
And everybody has to dress up as their biggest emotion.
I love that.
My one is obviously Steve Jobs. It's my emotion. That's a joke for TV.
Yeah. We need a camera in here.
Yeah. We could do a selfie.
Yeah, we got the all black turtleneck just for context.
Yeah, and the blue jeans.
Yeah.
And there's another prize for best emote, but you can't do an emote that already exists, like Fortnite emote. And it'll be band, Bunchy's band. Me and Kara sort of a chiller.
Nice.
And it'll just be a great night. It's only Koha, so please come down and just check out some stuff. I'd just love to see everybody in Dunedin who's ever been keen on this.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been here, so.
Yeah, I think last time we played was 5 years ago. Me and Jasmine Mary.
Yeah.
Came down. So, come on over, please. I would love to see you.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, this has been Finn Johansson on Radio 1 at 91 FM. Thank you so much for coming in and singing some songs and having a chat.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.